You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Animator Reviews. Today I'm going to talk about Velvet Buzzsaw, which is a Netflix original film, and I have a conspiracy theory now that they somehow own John Malkovich's soul because this is the second Netflix original that he's been in, which I'm not complaining because I love him, but seems a little suspect. The movie pretty much is about the art world and the buying and selling of sometimes, in my opinion, dumb stuff, but very forward and visionary pieces of art to very, very rich people, and also, you know, getting them on the museum circuit, getting everything around. There is an altercation between one of the very well-renowned art sellers, and I believe she's some kind of employee. I don't think she's an assistant, but she's told pretty much that her job is on the chopping block until she kind of steps her game up and makes things happen, because she's not having a great time in her personal life and it is spilling over into her professional life. There's also a character who is an art critic, Morph, who has a very strange relationship with said person on Thin Ice, Josephina. Weird. But they're very close. They're sometimes lovers and definitely in cahoots with all of their art critiques and selling. And there's a whole thing that goes into that, but whatever. So Josephina unfortunately finds one of the tenants in her building has passed away in the hallway, and we meet his cat, and the cat's very cute. So as you do after someone passes away in your apartment building, you then go in after kind of being tipped off by one of the maintenance guys. Hey, there's a bunch of art in there, and said dead guy really wanted it to all be destroyed. So then you know, Josephina goes and steals it all, and there's something about it that really piques her interest and really draws her in. Perhaps something supernatural. It is supernatural. So, steals all of the deceased's art, and after being threatened by her boss, decides to start showing it and selling it. It's kind of coincidental at this point that people are starting to die to the outside looker, as we have, you know, the storyline going on. We can kind of follow that there is something wrong with these paintings, and they are influencing the way that people are being picked off and dispatched. I'm just gonna leave it there. What did I like about this movie? I am an artist, so I definitely appreciate kind of the way that people interact with each other, because you definitely know a lot of people that are just complete a-holes when it comes to critique and judging other people. And art is so subjective, and it's really, you know, you like it or you don't like it. And if someone's going to write something real mean about you, you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt. But we all know these pretentious characters. Gotta have them. I enjoyed that where the subject matter came for Deese's art. He had a really messed up life. There was a strange happening around the death of his mother and sister, I believe, a fire that may not have been an accident. And then, of course, the death of Deese's father. And there's a big chunk of time that's missing from this artist's life where we find, you know, maybe he was incarcerated or maybe he was in a mental hospital. And the amount of torture and pain that goes into his art is what makes it so good, but also makes it so supernatural. They also find that, this isn't a spoiler, there is the artist's own blood or someone's blood in the paintings. because this isn't a spoiler because it was in the trailer. And also, I don't feel like that's such a taboo thing because I personally know artists that put their own blood into their own paint. It's not that weird to me. I think it's kind of cool, but that's me and I'm a little creepy. I feel like the effects for this movie were pretty good for what we got. There isn't like a huge gore fest, but the things that happen that you would want gore, there's enough that they show. Could they have shown more for my liking? Of course, but not everyone's a huge gore hound, and maybe you just get overwhelmed by that. What did I not like about this movie? There's a lot of interpersonal relationship stuff that I could have honestly done without, but I do understand that it helps drive the story, and these people function completely different than anyone I know with how quick they are to jump in each other's beds and just chop off relationships right in the middle and not really care what the other person thinks. But again, these are very cutthroat people that are doing what they gotta do to climb to the top or crawl their way to the top or something. But I mean, it's not necessarily marketed as a strictly horror movie. It's more thriller, paranormal type thing, not so much blood and guts everywhere, so you know what I prefer. But I mean, I had a good time watching it. I really like the cast. As I said before, John Malkovich is in it, and he's awesome as usual. I felt that Jake Gyllenhaal did a really good job with his character. He wasn't too over the top, and his reactions to things were really believable. He's a good actor, you know. I would rate this probably like a 2.5 out of 5. It was a good watch. I don't know if I'd watch it again just because it is pretty long. I think it was close to 2 hours, and Mama's got a short attention span. But I did have fun watching it. I would recommend it, you know, check it out, especially if you're an artist, because you can kind of commiserate with how I felt about the characters and the type of people they are. So, as I said, this is a Netflix exclusive, so if you have Netflix, give it a shot. Have you seen this movie? What are your thoughts? Did you kind of get the same vibe I did? Do you mix your blood in with your paint when you are creating? Leave me a comment down below. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to the channel. I'd love to have you. Leave a comment, as I said, like the video if you did enjoy it, and hit the bell for all notifications of my further uploads and live streams. You can also find me on the Farsighted Network. We are on iTunes. We have our own channel now, which is super, super awesome, and thank you guys so much. You can also find me on Facebook at Reanimator Reviews and Twitter and Instagram at Reanimator. And I'm feeling pretty inspired, so maybe I'll paint something other than my face. See you later, guys. Welcome to Reanimator Reviews. I'm going to talk about Await Further Instruction, which I am going to deem a Christmas movie because it is set that time of year and there's a Christmas tree. So, ha! Die Hard is a Christmas movie too. Fight me. Movie opens up with a young couple going home for Christmas and they're going to meet his girlfriend for the first time. Apparently, the son has been kind of estranged from the family for a while, as it is brought up numerous times by the dad that, you know, his phone works, but he hasn't been able to call home in a long time, which is very awkward. Something's happening around where they're located that cell phones really aren't working. There's a lot of warnings on TV. They don't really go too far into that, but you know that something isn't right. So, out of nowhere, kind of, they're trapped in the house. Can't get out. It seems like there's metal stuff blocking the windows and doors. And now the TV's sending them messages to await further instruction on what they're supposed to do next. So it is saying that there's a contaminant out there. You need to scrub yourself with bleach. And it seems as things start to progress that maybe they're being watched. Maybe someone is on the inside that can kind of feed information. because it's sort of like it waits for them to complete one set of things before it gives them the next set of things to do. Which, unfortunately, if you're squeamish, there is a really gross part with a bunch of dirty hypodermic needles. The girlfriend that is brought home is a emergency response, some kind of EMS, and she can tell, you know, maybe we shouldn't be using these things, but the dad in this is kind of a control freak and just wants to do every single thing he is told, and that becomes a whole thing later on. So they're trapped. Also, there's a pregnant woman in the house, of course, because that would make things way more complicated. So I'm going to leave it off there as this is spoiler free. What did I like about this movie? So while I'm watching the movie, I'm expecting it to kind of go down, you know, the path that I'm assuming it will go down. And then there's a lot of things that they throw at you, particularly towards the end of the movie, that I didn't think it was going to be this kind of movie. So that was interesting. I felt like for some of the special effects, they seemed really stop action-y. Some of them were okay. There wasn't a lot of gore, so that was disappointing for me in particular, just because I'm a gore hound and I live for that. My dislikes, I don't know. Like I said, some of the special effects were really stop action-y. Some of it was really predictable. Some of it wasn't. I kind of got this vibe at the end of the movie that it was sort of like a PSA of the current state of things. Which, if that's what it is, that's fine. But I don't know. I wanted more stuff to happen. Like I said, I found this on Netflix. If you want to check it out, I would give it probably like a 2 out of 5. It wasn't one of those movies that kept me riveted the entire time, which was a little disappointing because I kind of, you know, was waiting for the next action to happen and I didn't really want to deal with all the filler in the middle, just because when the action did happen, it wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting a lot more stuff. I was expecting to feel some adrenaline rush, and it didn't really do that for me. But it's not a bad movie. I still had fun watching it. Have you guys seen this movie? What do you think? What's your favorite Christmas movie? Even though we're in March, however, it's like 30-something degrees outside. I'm freezing and we ran out of oil last night, so it's putting me in a Christmassy feeling. It's not. I'm just really cold, but leave a comment down below. Have you seen this movie? What did you think? What did you think of the end without giving too much away, because I was kind of meh. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to the channel. I'd love to have you. Hit the bell for all notifications of further uploads and live streams, and please give the video a like if you did enjoy it. You can also find my reviews solo and with the groom via podcast form on iTunes. I have my own channel, also the Farsighted Network. Please check them out. You can find me on Facebook at Reanimator Reviews and Twitter and Instagram at Reanimator. And I guess I'll just await further instructions. Bye, guys.
Hey everybody, this is Dino
and Michelle,
and we want to talk to you about our podcast.
Guys,
would you please? We're trying to record a promo here for our podcast.
A podcast about horror movies and video games. Huh?
A podcast about family and friends. Huh?
Yes, that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Maybe we'll put a little bit of faith in there too.
And being decent to each other.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, Nico, what should we call it?
Podcast.
On the Farsighted Network.